It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish. The immigration plans proposed by both President Obama and a group of senators call for a new and improved guest worker program. Currently, the system the U.S. uses, especially for agriculture, is slow and fraught with abuse. But the shape of a new guest worker program is still being hashed out. Some say the U.S. should import temporary workers, the same way that Canada does. For more than three decades, the governments of Canada and Mexico have cooperated to fill agriculture jobs that Canadian citizens won't do and Mexicans are clamoring to get. From Mexico, NPR's Carrie Kahn tells us more.
The line outside the state labor office in downtown Puebla, Mexico, is long. About 15 men, many of whom have traveled several hours from rural towns to get here, listen for their names to be called. Juan Carlos Corona is next. A state worker enters his name and file number into the computer. She prints out his latest application, staples photos of Corona to his file, and tells him to come back in 2 months for a medical exam.
Eso sería todo, señor.
If everything checks out, Corona will get his visa, a plane ticket to Canada, and 6 months of full-time work. This is the third year he's worked legally in Canada's broccoli fields. Before that, he says he would sneak into the U.S. to find work.
Muy duro pasar por el monte, fríos.
It was really tough. We would have to hike over mountains, cross at night in the cold. It would take 10 days and cost thousands of dollars. This way, I take a comfortable plane ride and I'm there in 4 hours. I really like this program.
In Canada, Corona works 14 hours a day, 6 days a week. His daily pay, about $120.
En un día ganamos 120 pesos.
At home, he says he makes about 120 pesos a day, about $10. Mexico has been sending workers to Canada for nearly four decades. Bianca Garcia administers the program for the state of Puebla. She says it's a win-win for both countries. She says Mexican workers are poor with little job prospects in their hometowns. And in Canada, farmers need workers. Mexico sends about 17,000 workers a year north. Garcia says every year she turns away applicants. And those who do get a chance to go almost always come back home. The Mexican government closely screens applicants, mostly men between the ages 22 and 40, with small children at home. Farmers have been advocating for such a guest worker program for years in the U.S. Manuel Cunha, who heads a growers group in California, says the current U.S. guest worker program known as H-2A doesn't work. He says it's too bureaucratic, costly, and farmers can't get workers fast enough.
That's why the H-2A program over the past 30 years, 40 years, has not been a solution for agriculture when we run a shortage of labor.
He says many aspects of the Canadian program could be a model for U.S. lawmakers as they craft a new guest worker program. Farm worker advocates aren't as convinced. United Farm Workers Vice President Eric Nicholson says in Canada, Mexican guest workers are tied to one employer. If the worker complains, the employer just sends them back home.
We want workers that are able to work wherever they can get the best return on their day's labor, that they're recruited fairly and not put into debt peonage and having to pay thousands of dollars, that they have the required skills and training to produce quality product in a safe and just way.
At the Puebla State Employment Office, Marcelo Ramirez Garcia says he's anxious to get all his paperwork done and go back to Canada. This will be his 23rd trip. He's 60 years old.
Se siente nostalgia, pero
he says, of course, it's hard to leave his family for such long stretches of time, but he's glad he's been able to give them a better life in Mexico, something he couldn't have done without the work in Canada. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.